And because of that, because a lot of ignorance exists and it hinders you from receiving and yielding and cooperating with Holy Spirit. If you could, if God would just pull back the cover and let you look over into what kind of life you have, you probably just pass out and then he have to resurrect you and put you back in, because it's beyond your mind. It's so awesome. But because there's been so much wrong teaching, no teaching, bad teaching, or people that around you that don't believe, doubt and unbelief, it hinders people from healing. But I want to talk about my friend and your friend. I want to talk about Holy Spirit. I want to talk about his gifts. Why, what happened, why he came, and many, many things. And I believe we open the Bible up. You do accept the Bible as being God's word, don't you? Do you accept it? Do you have a problem with that? If I read something out of the Bible, you can believe it, can't you? Okay. You bring your Bible so you can say, so you won't say he's just reading something. I don't know what it is. You know, we're putting it up on the screen and everything. All right. So hearing that, I have had I've had my hang-ups, and God, thank God, he want to help us all. And he have helped me to come to a place where I can stand here and do what I'm doing. So if you will put, if you will put up for me this morning, I want to start in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 1. And I want to read from the Passion as well. Let's do the Passion translation. I will refer back to the Passion King James, Acts chapter 1 and verse 1. And if you can put that up, amen. He said, now listen to, this is Luke. Let's do just a little bit of history so we can understand what is going on. History is a good thing. When you can study history, it helps you to see where they come from, what was happening, and how to help you to get into the future. Because if you understand present, past, you can operate in future thing better. And this book is written called the Book of Acts. It was when the church first began, the beginning of the church. Isaiah prophesied about it. This day, many old prophets talked about this day, but here it is. And Luke wrote this letter, this book of Acts, and recorded. It said the Acts of the Apostles, but it should have been the Acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles. Amen. And it says in the Passion Translation, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1, the formal account, which I prepared, O Theophilus. Hallelujah. The O Theophilus, I'm reading. Excuse me, let me get there too. Amplified. Oh, to Theophilus, the love of God, I write to you again, my dear friend. Hallelujah. My dear friend, to give you further details about the life of our Lord Jesus and all the things that he did and taught. And see, this is what this is about, what Jesus did and taught. It's not about religion, it's not about denomination, it's not about this and that. It's what Jesus did and taught. Now I'm going to read the King James, just hold what you got, because I'm coming right back to the passion. King James said, "The former treating have I made of Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." I like the way he said that. He began it. That's what he both began to do and teach. The reason there's so much hesitant among saints about the Holy Spirit because they haven't been taught. I will do my best by the Holy Ghost to teach this where you can understand it, where you will have no problem. If you haven't received him, you have no problem receiving him. If you have received him, you will be so eager to yield to him that you can trust him. He's your best friend. He's not dull. He's not confusing. He's very, very attracted. I'm gonna show you that. He's very powerful. He's very knowledgeable. And he is your best friend. He will only tell you the truth. He won't tell you anything else but the truth. He will only repeat what comes out of Father God's mouth and Jesus, our Lord's mouth. That's the only thing he will say. He will not say anything about himself or anybody else. He'll tell you what God says and what Jesus says. Amen. So let's read this. Let's go on with this. I'm going to read it again. Hold what you got with the passion, because I'm going to read that. So I'm going to read verse 1 again from the King James. He said, "The former treating have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, that he, through the Holy Ghost, has given commandment unto the apostle whom he had chosen." Now, I want to show you how religion has messed this up, and tradition of men and natural-minded men trying to teach something that the Spirit of God can only teach. Okay? So let's go back to the passion. Where are we? We're in verse 1. Just before he ascended into the heaven, he left instruction for the apostles and apostles he had chosen by the Holy Spirit. Keep going. After the suffering of his cross, Jesus did what? Jesus appeared alive many times to those same apostles. Over a 40-day period, Jesus proved to them with many what? Convincing signs that he had been resurrected during these encounters. He taught them the truths of God's kingdom realm. And that's what I'm about to do. I'm not going to tell you what some man said, what some man's opinion. I'm going to teach the truth about the kingdom realm, okay? And what else? And shared meals with them. Jesus instructed them, listen to what he said. Leave Jerusalem, but wait here until you receive the gift I told you about. The gift the Father had promised. And see, too many people get saved and they run off in life, and that's why they're in trouble. But I'm going to show you how you can turn your life around right where you are. If many of you had received the Holy Ghost when you got saved and yield your life to him, you wouldn't be in the trouble you're in right now. You're going through stuff that's totally unnecessary, burden, habits, addiction and all kind of stuff you suffer with because You're trying to do it, and God sent you a helper. I'm going to say it again over here because y'all. I said, God sent you a helper to teach you the truth. And Jesus told us in his word in John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you free. So you can be free. But see, the reason why so many of us bound, so many things are going on. I have had things going on in my life, still got stuff to deal with. Because I didn't know the truth, I was following what somebody else said. I didn't go to the Bible and find out what God had said. Are you listening to me?